Healthcare workers need masks. There is a huge shortage of masks going on right now. There's a wonderful story where a local business has stepped up. There's a local mirror and furniture manufacturer in Addison called the Howard Elliott Collection. They've shifted gears from manufacturing furniture and mirrors to manufacturing protective masks. This is what we were talking about earlier, how Chicago steps up during times of crisis. On the phone with us is the president of the Howard Elliott Collection. It's Brian Burke. Brian, congratulations on stepping up your game here.
Thank you, Pete.
I appreciate you taking the time out, but the first time I read about this, I thought to myself, how does a furniture manufacturer shift gears from making furniture to producing surgical masks?
Well, 2 weeks ago, I woke up in the middle of the night, saw the news on, in a panic like everybody else is how do we help and how do we stay in business? And I went and saw that there's a shortage of protective masks, surgical masks, and now the famous N95 mask that we're all learning about.
Right.
And I went online, looked up what comprises a surgical mask, and I found out that the materials that go into a surgical mask are very similar to what we would put into a pillow or the casing of an ottoman. And I called my sewing manager at 6 o'clock in the morning and I said, take the materials, let's look and let's see what we can do to make a prototype. We happen to have a couple of masks in the building. And lo and behold, they made them by the time I got in the office. We tried them out, we made a couple of revisions, and we started cutting and sewing masks.
You're kidding.
That was kind of the easy part. The hard part was getting them donated and getting through the initial red tape because they weren't FDA certified and they weren't out there, you know, in ready to be marketed as a medical supplier.
Well, first of all, how many can you manufacture? How many of these masks can you manufacture at once?
We're up to 1,200 to 1,500 per day.
Oh,
and
wow. That many.
And donating them right now.
That is so impressive. 1,200 a day.
Yes. So these are the masks that they have the non-woven material that's breathable. It's not our cut-up fabrics that I think that it's fantastic that some of the women that are out there in the Chicagoland area are cutting and sewing at home. But these are actually the material that we use in a surgical mask minus the filter material that goes in the middle. So we have had a real hard time getting our hands on that as there's a shortage throughout the country to get that type of material. We're even getting low on elastic, too. That's another tough material that we're having difficulty in getting suppliers to be able to send to us.
So where can you send these masks? You're making 1,200 a day. They're not FDA cleared, but where can you send them? Who can you give them to?
We are donating to hospitals, to doctor's offices, to senior living centers, pretty much anybody that needs them. They're calling in. We're keeping lists of who we can give what to each day, and they're either picking them up from our office or even my children and my wife have been enlisted to make some local deliveries. And we're trying to get them to as many people's hands as possible. We've delivered to the University of Chicago. We've delivered some to Northwest Community Hospital, several hospitals all around the Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana, and even up into Milwaukee. We're really trying to get them to as many people as possible.
Wow, that is so impressive. I mean, you're delivering these yourself, and you're getting in your car, your truck, and you're driving them over there yourself.
Yes.
I mean, that is so impressive. And my wife, by the way, is a big fan of your mirrors. I think we have one in our living room, believe it or not. So here's my question. You stop manufacturing on the furniture and the mirrors. People are shopping online right now at a rapid pace because they got to get out and they want to spend some money, or they can't get out. They want to spend some money. So you said, forget our business right now. We need to help people. That's what I love about this story.
We really have focused the cutting and sewing is predominantly making masks right now. We are doing a few shipments of some of those e-commerce orders in some of the downtime while these folks in the, you know, the couple of people that I do have in the warehouse are waiting for people for pickups or making some deliveries. They are shipping a couple pieces out here and there.
Wow. Brian, good work, man. What's your website? People can check it out. I know you don't have the masks on there, but I want to give you a plug on the air since you're doing such great work.
Well, I appreciate it. It is Howard Elliott with two L's and two T's .com. And most of your listeners can purchase a lot of those products on all their favorite e-commerce websites. We don't sell direct to the public, but all the shopping on all the websites that they do it, they will find our products.
Love it. The president of Howard Elliott Collection, Brian Burke. Brian, have a great Sunday. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for the time, Pete. I really appreciate it.
I mean, I'm telling you, we've been mentioning this time after time, how Chicago has stepped up. There's a furniture manufacturer who said one night, wait a second, we can make masks. There's some way that we can do it. I just love stories like that. So congrats to them. Nice.